talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history as it's being made. Well, there are some foreign policy developments. I'm going to start with the EU and NATO. The EU members who are part of the Iran nuclear deal, the nuclear agreement, and it wasn't just EU members, China signed on to it too. They are meeting to discuss the return of the United States to these talks. This is a welcome development. Remember, it was Trump that just pulled out of it. And the problem is, there is no, it's not a macho thing. It's not a right or wrong thing. Remember that war is simply the continuation of diplomacy by other means. And you want to stay away from war and you want diplomacy. You cannot permit Iran to have nuclear weapons. They would immediately launch against Israel, Saudi Arabia, Italy, Rome, our fleet in the Mediterranean. And as they started to do it, we would have to go in and destroy them. And we don't want that. That's war. The Iranian people are good people, just like every other bunch of people. They have very bad leaders, vicious leaders. These are the ones who go through the street shouting, death to America, death to Israel. They have a Holocaust ridicule day every year, which they ridicule the Holocaust. Strong sense of sadism among their leadership. They think they're Aryans. The word Aryan really originally applied to Indo-Iranian people, people from India and Iran. It wasn't blonde, blue-eyed people from Germanic countries in Europe. It was down there, very able people. It goes to their head, they name their country Iran. They're really Persians. Iran is Aryan. Anyway, we can't permit them to have a nuclear weapon. But what Trump did was very stupid, because by getting out of that agreement, the agreement was a face-saving way for everybody to keep nuclear weapons out of their hands. There's a statement, you can't have nuclear weapons, but we're going to work with you on other things. They immediately tried to cheat on the intent of it. They developed a lot of missiles that technically were not in violation of the agreement, but still could have reached Italy, the Mediterranean, France, our fleet, Israel, Saudi Arabia, with conventional warheads. And if they cheated on nuclear, they could stick one on at the very end. And so you always have to keep them in line. But what Trump did by pulling out had to be a statement that that means they're relieved of the obligation not to create nuclear weapons. We can't permit them to have it. If we're not willing to do it diplomatically, we would have to go in and destroy them. Trump is not willing, or nobody's willing. I'm not willing to say, let's go in and bomb that whole country. So there we were left at an impasse. Very stupid. Trump said something, did something, and then would never have had the guts to back it up. Well, I have been wondering how we're going to get back in, because the Iranians are making unrealistic demands, saying they want a lot more money. The United States has to do this and that, that we can't possibly do. And this is a stroke of genius. The EU members have gotten together and they are collectively going to make a recommendation that we simply rejoin the talks, which we are willing to do. And if Iran says, no, we want apologies and we want money and all this kind of stuff, gambling that the EU and the United States doesn't have the guts to bomb them, then the EU collectively can say, well, this is not just the United States, this is us. You know, we trade with you and all that. We're not going to be able to trade with you anymore We're going to join the U.S. boycott. And this should all be behind the scenes. That's why I think that that Chinese-American summit in Alaska that Tony Blinken and Jake Sullivan attended for us, Secretary of State, head of NSA, and the China delegation, where it just was a public thing. Cameras, the press, what are they thinking of? Come on, come on. A lot of hard things get said in diplomacy. You do not want to humiliate the other side, have them lose face. So this is a welcome return to diplomacy, a welcome return to not war, but peace. And so stand by. It's very, very important. Very important coming up. Hopefully the result of this will be the U.S. under Biden will rejoin the talks and just make it clear to them. They're cheating, of course. It's part of their foreign policy and their culture for forever. They were already enriching more uranium than they were entitled to, even with the Europeans still involved. They have underground enrichment capabilities, and they have been hassling our inspectors, I should say international inspectors. Inspectors have to be let in. And then Europe and the United States are going to have a decision to make if they go back to the talks and yet they still continue to cheat and develop a nuclear weapon. They cannot be permitted to have one. Pakistan should never have been permitted to have one. There should never be a nuclear weapon in the jihadist culture. Unfortunately, Pakistan got one. We pay them $2 billion a year, not because they like us. Pakistan gets $2 billion a year from us, basically to keep a lid on them and their use of nuclear weapons, give us information and so forth. Because they know if they ever launch that nuclear weapon, India has nuclear weapons too. Because China does too, and it's right next door. The United States does. That'd be the end of Pakistan. But you get a couple of nuts in there. Jihadist nuts like the Taliban over in Afghanistan, and who knows what happens. You can't have them have nuclear weapons. Can't have the Iranians have nuclear weapons. This is a very good step back on the road to taking away nuclear weapons. There's an ominous buildup in Ukraine. A large contingent of Russian troops has massed on the Ukraine border with Russia. They went into Crimea about 7 years ago. You know, we're not going to go to war over Crimea. Crimea was part of Ukraine. Ukraine used to be part of Poland, the 18th century, part of Greater Poland. Poland at the time was the largest by landmass country in Europe. The Russians, Austrians, and Prussians in those days, it was only half of Germany, carved them up. Poland didn't exist between 1795 and 1918. They were not on any map. And everybody picked away at their territory, and Russia has sort of held on to Ukraine. Then in 1918, right after the First World War, Poland was temporarily free. Then the Nazis went in, and then the Russians went in 1945, and Ukraine was occupied. It was ultimately freed, and then Putin went back in to grab Crimea. Well, now he's going back in a lot more. There are pro-Russian so-called militants fighting in eastern Ukraine, Russian speakers, and now there are Soviet troops. This is being described as a frozen conflict that is starting to thaw. Frozen conflict that's starting to thaw. Constant Russian menace of eastern Europe. Remember, they also occupied at one time Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. They also effectively occupied and menaced Czechoslovakia and Hungary, all the way down through the Balkans, Bulgaria, the rest of them. They were driven out. They've got to stay driven out. Under Gorbachev and Yeltsin, when the Berlin Wall, well, I should say, yeah, the Berlin Wall, but also the communist penetration of Eastern Europe ended. It was a wonderful time, and it lasted for about 11 years till Putin got in. So be careful. The remedy that most people are rallied around that I share, France and Germany have to put a lot more pressure on Russia not to go into Ukraine. I mean, Russia is very capable of just invading Ukraine, pushing all the way to Kiev. The question is, what does the United States do? We're not going to go to a nuclear war over Ukraine. Biden is very experienced and Biden's tough, and we have to impose sanctions like Russia's never seen before. they're going to get new sanctions like we impose against Iran. Russia has an economy the size of Italy. It's a small economy. We can crush Russia. We don't want to crush Russia. They're good people. But we can't have Putin just going into Eastern Europe. Next time he'll go into Latvia and Estonia because there are Russian speakers along the border there. This frozen conflict is starting to thaw. This is a legacy of 4 years of submissiveness by Trump to Putin, who started to get big ideas. And then with Biden, but the Chinese and the Russians look and see we're a divided country. The Republican Party does everything it can to interfere with normal governance. You have QAnon. You have the Black Lives Matter movement countering it. Then you have people on the extreme left of the party, the Squad and others, who spend most of their time attacking the United States and saying that it's so systemically racist and so on. And people are divided in this country, very, very divided. And people like China and Russia sense weakness and division, that we may not have the gumption and the ability to stand up. Well, Ukraine is going to be a start. The frozen conflict is starting to thaw. I want to see very, very strong response out of Joe Biden. No BS, no weaseling around. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.